Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is the Longevity Club Online. Fun, friendship, and finances for the fabulous decades ahead. Could I figure out any more alliterations for you? Well, this is the unique show that brings guests to you, answers your questions about everything from finances to good living to fashion.
And now it's time for Longevity Club Online with Adrienne Berg.
And hello, hello, hello. I'm going to break pattern today, and I'm going to tell you what we're going to do next week. And the reason I'm going to tell you that is it's going to lead into what we're doing today. For those of you who don't know, this is the radio arm of the Longevity Club. It's the only club where people are excited about getting older. It is the only club with people who are members that face the future, not with equanimity, not with resignation, but with joy and happiness, because they really see something in their own futures. And we touch base on so many issues, from housing to caregiving to self-help to starting your own business to getting a handle on your finances as you get older to keeping independent to legal issues, travel, all kinds of great stuff, where to live, how to downsize, what to throw out, what to keep, and that includes people in your life. Well, next week, at this time, I'm actually going to be in Washington, D.C., where I'll be speaking in front of a group called Open Minds, and that is a trade association of behavioral scientists. And what they're interested in, and why they would ask me, whose background is as an elder law attorney, and then a marketer, for those of you who don't know, Generation Bold, take a look at generationbold.com. We have a company that helps not-for-profits, governmental units, and for-profits reach boomers and seniors, and we're in touch and in tap as to what the boomers and seniors are really looking for. And one of our clients, Rockland County, which is the oldest demographic county in the state of New York, we just applied and we just got a grant that I'll be the consultant on for brain fitness. And what are we looking at? Not just brain fitness, strong brain, fit brain, smart brain, that's what we call the project, not just coming out with a manual, which we'll be doing, called Celebrating the Aging Brain, and rarely do we celebrate the aging brain. We're mostly afraid of the aging brain. Or we talk like this to the aging brain. Do you like your broccoli? Shall I help you cut it up? I mean, this is what we think, and this is our own ageism that we bring to the table. But what the behavioral scientists are interested in our project, is that we're going to see who is willing. Who is willing to sit down and actually do a brain game? Not whether brain games work, not whether they claim that they prevent Alzheimer's or help you with your short-term memory, hand-eye coordination makes a difference. But who are you? What is your profile? What is the profile of the person who will sit down and do something positive, take action for their long future? And, of course, as a marketer, we're very giddy about this because we really want to see. And there are millions of product people and service people all over the country that really want to see who is willing to do something nice for themselves, who will indulge themselves, give themselves the time of their day to step back. And we think that if we can figure that out, we can position things like that we know for sure works, things like weightlifting, strength training, exercise, good nutrition, low-salt foods, in such a way that people will really be enticed, induced, excited about doing the right thing for themselves. And then we're wondering if we can figure that out for the seniors, if we can then figure that out for juniors, and maybe even have some effect, which is why one of our leaders here in Rockland, Dr. Karen Oates, who's been a guest on our show, she's the head of the Mental Health Association, also works with disorders for children. And so this is the day that we take a step a little bit back from this and say, are we willing, are we the ones willing to help ourselves? Are we willing to do things and take on things for our own self-worth, for our own self-value? And we're dealing with two things today. In the second part of our show, we'll be talking to a life coach and the things that you might be thinking about your own self with regard to being a person who's getting a little older, maybe a person in transition. If you take a look at longevityclubonline.com, you can get a free membership in our club. It's always free. All of our information is free. But it's also a portal to life-changing help in many areas of your life, like ageless traveler. Are you planning to travel all your life? Is this something that you put off? And now you're ready. You could do it, but you're not doing it. One excuse after the other. Another one of our portals is Boomer House. You said you were going to have two homes. You said you were going to move to a warmer climate. You said you were going to move toward the kids or away from the kids. You said you were going to downsize and make life more convenient for yourself. Now you can do it. But are you doing it? Well, this is what life coaching has too, is all about. I want to introduce you to Chris Cavanaugh. Chris is a life coach. She's a person who really does guide you, whether you're a business owner, whether you're a top professional, whether you're overwhelmed in a personal life or a professional life, to do what you say you're going to do and to say what you want, not what you think you should want, because her motto is living your life on purpose, three powerful steps to achieving a thriving quality of life. And we hear about that. We hear about life coaches a lot. We hear about business coaches, executive coaches. But right now in Chris, you're really going to meet one. So she is the CEO of Catalyst, Chris Cavanaugh. We're going to give you her website, how to find what's going on in your life that can make a real shift in your life, how to get her ebooks, and it's a pleasure to talk with her. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, Adrienne. Thanks a lot for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, but I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people listening, and for those of you who don't know, this is the radio arm of the Longevity Club. It's the only club. You can go to longevityclubonline.com, join for free, for people who are looking forward to their aging. And therefore, Chris, it's a transition period for most of the people listening, and they have heard life coach. Now, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, they may not even have heard or understood what is a life coach, but let's bring that to the table with your definition of a life coach and what you do specifically.
Well, in a nutshell, the reason I call myself a CEO catalyst is this. I want you to imagine every single CEO of a corporation or organization that you've met ever in your life. They are being paid cold hard dollars to make sure that that organization or company is a success. If it's not a success, and if they don't do their job, they end up either losing it, being demoted, or something. Is that correct?
Yes. It's consequent.
That's correct. Well, every day that they get up and they head to the office, their whole mindset has to be, what am I doing today to make sure my company is a success? My attitudes, my beliefs, my thoughts, everything that I do has to be focused on my long-term goals for my company. Well, if someone would take that mindset and put it on top of them when they woke up in the morning for their life, can you imagine what kind of success you would have throughout a lifetime because of that simple mind shift? Does that make sense?
Now, it does. Now, you know, I have had the pleasure of being at some of your courses where you set the stage that way for people to become the CEO, let's say, of their own life. And what we talked about at the beginning of the show, which is the part that you didn't hear, is how very few of us go ahead and make our own self our priority. Why do you think that's the case, and how can a life coach help you make your own life your priority? Sounds strange, but I know that that's what happens.
I think it's really just habits. I think when you're young, you're self-focused because you really don't have any other responsibilities. And then as you get older, your responsibilities kick in, and then things start happening, and then you have other people in your life that you become responsible for. And then they end up becoming more of a priority than your own self. And it just becomes a habit. And when you develop a habit long enough, it feels uncomfortable to the point of possibly not even possible to do something that you should be able to do. So what I do as a coach is I help people get to that place as to where they are actually analyzing their life in such a way so that it's self-focused. What is it that I need? What is it that I want? What is it that needs to happen for me so that my life is enjoyable, is successful before I die? And so I walk them through an entire process that is self-focused. In the process of that, of course, they have to consider the other people in their lives. They have to consider the responsibilities that they have. But by becoming self-focused, they learn that if they take care of themselves, everything else becomes easy.
Now, in order to meet with somebody, you have a consultation. I know that you have very, very personal relationships, coachee relationships. Is there such a thing, in your opinion, as somebody who's not coachable?
I wouldn't say it's not coachable. I would say that they're not ready to be coached.
Mm-hmm.
Because being coached is a choice. It means that you are actually admitting that you need help, support, resources to change your life the way you want to. And secondarily, it means that you must be willing to be able to spend the time to dig in and to figure it all out. Because coaching is a process. It's not an overnight thing.
Now, we're speaking with Chris Kavanaugh. We don't want you to go over to her website. It's called BeginToShift.com. And she actually has e-books on there. She has books that she's written on the shift that you can make, BeginToShift.com. And, Chris, in addition to giving us any contact information, tell us what we should ask ourselves to see if we're ready to make a shift. What are some of the questions we should be asking ourselves to see if we're ready for a life coach?
Well, the first thing is, am I ready to make a commitment to do what needs to be done? You may not know what it is, but the truth is it doesn't matter what it is. You just need to be ready to be committed to do whatever it is. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, most times change involves either a program, a process, it involves something which requires some sort of an investment, financial. And that's the second thing. You have to be willing to invest your checkbook in the process.
And your time, too.
Well, absolutely. The time is third. Because a lot of the times, if you're willing to commit and you're willing to pay for it, well, then time is easy because you've already done the other two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Yeah.
Now, most of the people I know who, particularly at the beginning, when life coaching was something that was new to most people, the very first people I knew who began to have a life coach were the most successful people I knew, already the most successful people I knew. Do you find that that's still the case, that people who are willing to do life coaches are taking themselves from good to great rather than from really in trouble to not in trouble?
I think that the easiest way to kind of capitalize on what you said is anyone can be successful. You don't have to have a coach to do it. So let me qualify that. What happens when you invest in a coach is you get there quicker. And you get there quicker because you're investing time in making sure that you know what you want, you're making sure that you know how you want to get it, and you've got somebody that walks with you through the journey as you're making it happen. Because whenever you're working through a change or working towards a goal, life happens, things come up, things get in your way, obstacles appear, and if you don't have somebody that you can spend time with to work through that, it's going to take you so much longer to get there. So a coach is an investment, and it's one of those things that gets you there quicker.
I want to make a particular distinction with your help. You know, as you know, Longevity Club, most of the members of the Longevity Club are over the age of 45, under the age of 75. We call them the fungible generation, meaning that depending on their attitude in life, you don't know which one's 45, you don't know which one's 75. It really is quite amazing to see and to know the people in this group who are very lit up about their futures. Many of them, particularly the ones currently in their 50s and 60s, went through therapy. It was very popular, something very popular in the 70s to do, group therapy, primal screams, individual therapy, all the names, Jungian therapy, it didn't matter. If you didn't go to therapy, you weren't in. How will you explain, how could you explain to people who are very familiar with therapy? They may not have gone for years, but they at one point in their life had a psychologist, even a psychiatrist. The difference between that journey and the life coaching journey.
Well, it's interesting that you ask that because just this year I actually partnered with a therapist to create a teleseminar on exactly that. And if you go to my website, whenever you have a chance, and you click on the Support Network tab, there's a link there that has Coaching versus Therapy Teleseminar. And in that seminar, you get worksheets, and it's an MP3. And the bottom line is that the difference between coaching and therapy is that we do a lot of the same things by asking questions and helping people understand and helping people create action plans to be able to get what they want. What therapists do that coaches cannot do is go on a very, very deep emotional level. Coaches are not trained. We are not certified. We have not had the correct ability to dig deep, to be able to get at deep-seated emotional things. So coaching is for people who are functioning in a healthy way, but just either want a better grasp at life, who want to reach their goals more quickly, or who are just confused and don't know how to move forward. It's not that secondary level that therapy is about where you can't function. And I actually have a quality of life chart that goes through the different quality of life areas that clearly defines the difference between where people are in terms of coaching and therapy, and that's all part of the teleseminar too. Does that help?
That's very, very valuable. Please repeat the website where they could find that.
Oh, sure. It's www.begintoshift.com, and when you get there, you'll see my main menu on the left side. Click on Support Network. And on the top of that page, you'll see a quote from Claire Horner, who is the therapist that I partnered with. And then in the second paragraph, you'll see a link that says Coaching versus Therapy Teleseminar. And that link will take you to a separate website, which is completely about the teleseminar. It has the worksheets. It's got the MP3. And it really gives a fantastic overview about the differences and whether, you know, what's the best way for you to determine if you need a coach or a therapist is.
Now, speaking of materials and what's available through you and on your website, tell us about the shift.
Sure. The whole point that I created my company was to be able to get people to a place of peace within themselves. My passion is truly helping, and I mean everyone in the world, at least everyone that I can touch and thereby everyone they can touch, enhance their personal skills to such a high degree that every single area of their lives thrive. I'm a huge believer that if everyone had deep confidence in themselves, that so much more would happen to them in a good way, that so much more success would be attracted to them, that they would take meaningful risks to get them where they wanted more quickly. I really think that confidence is the key, and there are so many people who walk around that don't believe in themselves and aren't confident. But I really try to find coaching programs to that place as to where they believe. Once you believe, things happen. You just have to get there.
Now, one of the issues, and you just hit a core issue, the Longevity Club has a big fight, and it's a fight with an opponent that you can't see, and that opponent is ageism. So what happens with speaking with Chris Cavanaugh, who's a life coach, and she says, be the CEO of your own life. She's a CEO catalyst. She brings out the CEO in you. One of the things that I have to share with you, Chris, is that very powerful people become disempowered when they become 65 years old. In the morning, they were powerful. At the time that they reach their birthday, they become a senior. And the minute that happens in the world, people begin to look at them differently. And if they were 75, they'd be virtually invisible. One of the things we talk about a lot in the Longevity Club is, are you invisible? Are you trying to make yourself invisible as you get older? Do people not see you? And if they do see you, are they really seeing you, or are they seeing your age? This is a very tough thing, Chris, in terms of self-confidence. This happens to a lot of people who were always self-confident. And all of a sudden, everything changes. There aren't even clothes to wear in the places that they used to shop. And so I'm wondering about your thinking as you work with people of all different age groups, and I know you do, and particularly executives tend to be a little bit older, if you see any of those trends hopefully changing, and how you address that in a life coaching situation.
I think the thing that our country specifically has going for it is that the baby boomer generation really came into their prime, what, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? And because they fully believed who they are, they're not ready to retire anymore at 65. They may retire, but they don't have to retire in terms of emotionally just step away. And because of that mindset, there are so many people who are still active, who still do things, who still volunteer. And for the people who are financially independent and financially set to be able to do what they want, they just continue to live, and their age is just a number. And that's where I think everyone needs to get to, is that when you, if you take every day of your life as a gift, and you spend every day having fun and being the best that you can be, your age isn't going to be seen. Your person is, just exactly like you said. There are a number of people that I hang out with, because I'm involved in a lot of different groups, who I can't even tell that they're 60, 65, because every time I see them, they're laughing, they're joking around, they're doing crazy, silly things, they're having conversations, they're mentoring people. And it's like, wow, look at all that energy. How old are you? You know, you just
right.
can't believe it.
And that's why I call it the fungible generation. You don't know who's who. But I do agree. I think, obviously, the Longevity Club is based on just attitude. I mean, we don't know how long we're going to live. And when I say longevity, I don't mean that we'll be the ones to last the longest. It's not a club that has to do with eating right or under-eating. There are clubs where everybody starves themselves, and they're not anorexic. They do it on purpose because it's the only thing that has been proven to help you live longer in actual years. That's not the kind of longevity that we're about. Our longevity, in the Longevity Club, is about expectation. The fact that we think we have a shot at living longer, and we really want to make these the best years. And the only way to do that is to see them as the best years. So I want to pose that another reason to have a life coach and to go to begintoshift.com may not be because that you have not been the success you wanted to be, but to maintain that success in the face of aging, which is why we call this the Club for Successful Aging. It's not an anti-aging club. I hate that anti-aging. I don't like anti-aging cream either. I like things that help you successfully age. You know, right? It's two different things. But I hope you're right, Chris, that because the baby boomer is pretty feisty and with it, which already I'm told is not a with it word, but okay, it's going to make a change just in the way we see ourselves and therefore the way others will see us. And that's what you're saying, isn't it? If you're self-confident and you see yourself differently, others see you differently?
Well, it's even more than that. It's that you don't really care what others think, which is even more important. I mean,
great.
You may have that circle of people around you who you love and trust and want them to care, and that may be important, and that's valid. But the truth is, if they don't believe in or care about what you're doing, you just have to accept it and do it anyway and not base your decision on what other people think.
Now, as a life coach, if you would tell me, let's say, your greatest triumph, the person you've worked with or the group you worked with, it gives you the most pleasure to think about, what would it be?
I mean, there have been so many, but my current client right now is just incredible what she's gone through. She hired me because she's been in business for 5 years, and she's not where she wants to be financially. She's not where she wants to be anyway in her life. Her whole life is like on hold, and she doesn't know why. And when we started talking about it, it really boiled down to confidence. She didn't believe in herself. She had a lot of just negative stuff going on in her head, and a lot of those were causing her to not make good decisions or to not step out of her comfort zone to do the things she needed to do to grow her business. And so she invested in my Developing the CEO Within You coaching program, and we've been spending, gosh, every other week together for maybe the past four months, and just a couple of weeks ago we had a huge breakthrough moment where she finally realized that, you know, let's call her Sally. She finally realized that old Sally defaulted to certain mindsets, thoughts, and actions because she'd been doing it for her whole life. New Sally transformed Sally is going to do things differently. And so what she has to do is accept that old Sally still exists, but learn to make old Sally much less boisterous about voicing her opinion so that new Sally can start doing what she needs to do to make her life better. And it was a huge light bulb moment for her. And she is now much more at peace and much more comfortable about doing what she needs to do.
Well, it's a wonderful shift. And for those of you who want to take some of the quizzes, see if this is right for you, take a look at begintoshift.com. And thanks, Chris. It's really always a pleasure to be talking with you or to be in one of your seminars. So thank you for being on the show.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll talk more. So the rest of you, as I said, I can't wait to bring back the news of the from Open Minds, because I'll be sitting in on many other people's panels. As I said, I'll be in Washington, D.C. next week talking about brain fitness, smart brain, strong brain, fit brain. But I'll also be hearing a lot about behavioral changes as we age and what we should look out for. Very exciting stuff.